Case number 10496, Henry James Johnson, west of Route 30, 3,200 feet north of Route 24. A special use exception for a private garage for more than four automobiles and larger than 900 square feet.
Name and address.
Henry James Johnson.
He didn't see it.
7882. Travel Hill Road, Northwood, 19966.
Oh, wow.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
There we go.
That's it. Before we get started, thanks for not building before you, or not building before you got the permission. It isn't there.
It's there.
Oh, it says proposed. Okay.
But there was a building permit that was issued.
CO was approved?
Actually, I believe when Ms. Thibodeau went out to give the certificate of compliance, that's when the notice of violation issued.
I guess I jumped the gun.
I think mm-hmm. you
Sorry,
did.
Go ahead.
Yep, the CO was issued. Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm David Hutt, a local attorney here in Georgetown. Standing next to me, as he just introduced himself, is Henry James Johnson, the owner of the property in question. You all have a booklet in front of you, which I'm going to walk through quickly. The first item is the application for the special use exception, which has brought us here tonight. As part of that, you'll see an architectural plan, which shows the garage and the signature of the permitting office. And the next document is where the proposed building is. At that time, it was a proposed building. Now the building is there. If you, in fact, turn to tab 4, you will see four photographs of the completed garage slash pole building. The dimensions of that building are 40 by 60, and it does have, as you can see in the pictures, it has five garage doors across the front. The two on the far left are 10 feet in width. The other three across the front are 9 feet in width. On the back portion of it, there are two garage doors that are 8 feet in width. And if you look at tab 5, about the third page, you'll see the architectural plan with showing the five garage doors and then the two in the back. As was indicated at the outset of our discussion, the discussion I had with Mr. Mills, this is a structure that is built, it is complete, and when the inspector went out, it's my understanding when the inspector went out to issue the certificate of compliance that it was realized that it has more than four garage doors. We've learned tonight that in Sussex County, the magic number is four. More than four garage doors, more than four dogs, you're out of luck. And this is more than four garage doors. When Mr. Johnson met with me, I said that the standard for a special use exception is whether or not it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. I gave him a draft letter and said, can you get the people immediately around you, on either side of you, to sign off on this letter? And you will see that attached as tab 5 is a letter that contains 23 signatures, which is all of the adjacent property owners except the ones that live out of state. And I gave this to Mr. Johnson on a Friday afternoon, shortly before our office closed, and he called me up Monday morning when the office first opened and said he had the 23 signatures ready for me. I would propose to the board that the signatures people's willingness to even sit here. There's, as I understand, three people in support, and anybody who would sit for a neighbor for 3.5 hours on a Monday night is a truly good neighbor. But I would submit to the board that Mr. Johnson has met the standard for a special use exception, that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And I would just quickly ask Mr. Johnson if everything that he's heard me represent to the board tonight is true and correct.
Yes.
And I'll ask him one other follow-up question. Did you speak with all the neighbors that live adjacent to the property?
Yeah.
Did anybody have any objection to this garage pole building?
No.
I would also note that Representative Atkins has submitted a letter in support at tab 6. And his father lives up the road, just up the road from this property on Gravel Hill Road. That is why you'll see two John Atkins signatures on the petition in support. That concludes my comments.
Okay. Do we have any questions from members of the board, Mr. Boyd? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? In favor? Already?
I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm in favor.
Thank you. Is there anyone here? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion we approve case number 10,496, as I don't believe that it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,496. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.